When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Wise Men Say podcast. It's another preview show ahead of the Hull City game on Good Friday. I don't know what's so good about it. I'm Matthew, and I'm with Richard again. And we've been at work and stuff, and we're on the way home now. So we thought we'd talk about Sunderland versus Hull City for a bit for you. Hi, Richard.
Hello. You're all right.
Yes. You had a nice day at work. It's not been your best day at work, is it, really?
Well, no, you can explain why if you want.
So we played both and played pool at lunchtime. We've got a bit of a Spandau Ballet. Status quo?
Status quo's latest one. They've gone electronic.
Well, aye. So we played pool at lunchtimes, and we've got a bit of a score going. And it's 19-3 today at the minute, isn't it, Richard? To me,
that doesn't tell the full story.
No, well, I thought I'd let you tell the listeners the full story of how it got worse for you.
Well, it was a little bit of a disaster at the Bays for me. I got seven balled by your friend and mine, Matthew Keeling.
I think. The main thing to take away is that at least you haven't been seven-balled by someone that's very annoying and will go on about it quite a lot.
Or sits next to me.
Yeah. So there's his picture on the wall of shame at work, which is just really funny.
Directly below the word shame.
Directly. I mean, yeah, it was a terrible performance from Richard. And
yeah.
There's no game to review, so
you've let him out for? I didn't think it was going to cost us this dearly. I thought he was going left.
The worst decision you've made since you missed that easy part in the pocket this afternoon. Anyway, that's enough about Pearl. We don't have a lot to talk about, really, do we? Do we?
Yep. Yeah, we've got updates.
What? Right.
From last week. Vietnamese rice paper since discovered you can use them for spring rolls.
Ah, right, good.
And you can also make deep fried dumplings as well.
Right, were they good?
Oh, well, yeah, they were fine. Yeah,
alright.
Yeah, fine. I'm not an expert, but I finally got to use Vietnamese rice paper after talking about it on the pod and comparing it to Joe Anderson.
Joe Anderson still yet to be used. Yeah. I think
the analogy still stands. Even more so now. Also, the bird that we saw on the A1, flat, kind of hovering.
Right, yeah.
Gareth said was like a hawk.
Gareth wasn't here though, so what is he?
But someone else pointed out on Ready to Go that it was a kestrel. Did say on the pod, that might be a kestrel, but it's a kestrel because they're notable for their hovering abilities. Then called us heathens for not knowing it, which.
Well, I mean.
We're not Chris Packham.
You know. I hate him. Chris Packham.
He's always been alright with me.
Alright, fair enough. Any close personal friend, is he?
We're going way back. But that's that answered question. Or question answered, even.
Right. I suppose it is an answered question.
Yeah. We're just glad it just brings a little bit of resolution. You know, when we make our wild predictions and answer our wild questions the week before, like applying a gas pipe to Jupiter. it's good to be able to come back and loop back and go, that can't happen because of X, Y, and Z. And also, the bird that we saw last week's podcast was a kestrel.
And it's good to clear all of that stuff up.
Yep.
We don't have any questions this week because we didn't ask for any. Well, anyway, that's sort of got some time in. Right. There's no... Well, the lads reviewed the game that happened last Friday, so we don't need to talk about that. I have seen that Alex Pritchard and Dennis Sergin are available on Friday, though.
Yeah, Pritchard's had some niggling injuries, and I think the most positive one is Dennis Sergin's return, really. You know, he played under the 21s, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's got some minutes under his belt, and everything seems to be checking out okay, so looks like that. The issue with his concussion seems to have cleared up, so I think we're gonna need him for the next seven games?
Seven
games we've got left now.
Yeah, seven, yeah, maybe. yeah, well, the remaining seven starts with Hull on Good Friday. So yeah, them two are available. But was it 1-1 when we played Hull in Hull?
Right, I can't remember this game at all.
Well, I was in Glasgow with Mr. James Ray, so I didn't see any of it.
We've played Hull like loads. Then it doesn't matter what division we're in. We seem to just Hull and us seem to be attracted. But I don't remember the game down at the ground they play at now. The MKM Stadium.
It was the one where Hambleton got sent off and subsequently hasn't played since.
Oh, he broke his leg, didn't he?
Yeah.
He got
sent off for that.
For breaking his leg.
Yes, yeah. Rightly so. Bad tackle.
Does that mean he's still got to serve that suspension?
No, I don't think it counts like that, does it?
I don't know. Oh, well, because it wasn't... Oh, no. I thought there was a thing about Gazza.
He's not... He won't be playing.
Didn't Gazza get sent off for that? Or did he get... That challenge that Nagdi is crucial.
He didn't get sent off.
Do you know?
Because he played on. He tried to play on.
Right. Yeah.
And then he was rushed.
Yeah. That's by the by.
Well, yeah, we just passed his house actually.
Not in.
He's not in. No, he's kicking a tennis ball in the street. Yeah, we drew 1-1. Stewart scored, and they missed a penalty. And this traffic is not good, is it?
Well, it's bloody half term. You absolute. I can't remember any of that game.
Right. Well, I'm wasting my time. We took the lead, and then Embleton got sent. Oh, I think he got sent off. We took the lead. Stewart had one over the top, and then they equalised and/or missed a penalty or something like that. It was like in December. Anyway, who cares?
Yeah.
But. This week, Hull are safe. Like,
yeah, they're 6 points off us. They're in 17th. We're in 12th, is it? And
yeah,
I was reading the Hull City media today, just about any injuries and stuff. And they said their game last weekend was a dead rubber.
Right. Well, they had Bristol City last weekend.
Yeah, so their season's. More or less over. Obviously, we can't say that about us because it's still a 0.14 chance of us reaching the playoffs.
Yeah.
If everyone else goes in administration, I think it's what the permutation is.
Well, I think we've got to win. I think that was 75 points got you in the playoffs last season. Luton finished sixth on 75 points. We have currently 59 or 60.
Yeah,
I think we have 60. So we need to win. We need to win basically 5 or 6 of the remaining 7 to get a playoff place, and then hope that no one else wins as well.
What we need is 1 point. If we're on 59, we need 1 point to match what Blackpool finished with last season, which was one of the highest points totals from a side. promoted via the playoffs from League One.
All right, okay.
So, whatever happens, it will be progress. But you can't help thinking that it is an opportunity missed.
Yeah.
But we've gone over this so many times.
Yeah, I'm not doing that again. But it's been a largely positive season, you know, whatever happens. And I think Saturday, it could lend itself to being quite an entertaining game, really. You wouldn't think they'd come for a point. I mean, what's a point? Literally. Yeah. Like
that may lend itself to a good televised contest. But as for narrative, and I know Sky Sports love a narrative, I don't know what they're going to do with this one.
Yeah, it's
because they've picked when we played Coventry, as it was referenced on the pod earlier this week, it was almost like a David and Goliath billing. Which was odd. But then last week when we played Burnley, the story was clearly like Burnley could get themselves 3 points from promotion, and that would be a good story for them. But this one, what's it going to achieve? Like what's the outcome? What's it going to...
I don't know. I don't know why it's on the telly, really. Yeah. It wasn't even picked that long ago, and I don't know, it's not as if we need to fill a quota, do we?
No.
But unless Hull do.
Well, maybe, yeah. They have to give everyone a turn, but we seem to have had our fair share of turns.
I don't mind the 5:30 kickoff, though.
No, and especially for... I mean, long gone are my days of making a boozy weekend out of Easter, but it does clear the day up a lot.
Oh,
especially
great.
if you've got family, you can go off and do the family things and then go off to the match. It doesn't, like, sit in the way of everything like at 3 o'clock would.
Well, you can do the pub things all for longer. That's great.
Well, exactly. So if you are into your drinking and that, you can make a day of it and then struggle to remember the match the 2 days later.
So I'm looking forward to doing that. But yeah, hopefully it's a decent game. I think. I don't know. I don't really know what to expect, really. We did all right last week. Team-wise, I don't know, really.
No, well, Hull have had a similar problem to us.
What, injuries?
Yeah, in terms of injuries, yeah. Their leading scorer, Estupinan.
Oh, yeah.
He's been out with an ankle injury.
Right.
And he's... That they didn't play with a recognised striker last weekend.
Ooh.
So, but he's looking like he might be fit for Friday's game, so...
Oh, right, okay.
Which would be a bit of a blow. Because they're down to the bare bones up front as well. They play with a 4-2-3-1 like we do. They're a bit of a draw specialist as well. It's difficult to see. Sometimes difficult to see beyond the draw for this one. But they have been proven harder to beat. I just hope they don't come up here and just playing for the point.
Yeah, but I don't see. Well, what would that achieve? It's boring, isn't it?
And you think like it's an opportunity to continue some momentum and finish the season.
I think the catchers, if they're only 6 points, top half finish for them.
Closes it 3 points, which will make the table a lot less appealing to us.
Yeah,
especially when you know the weekend's games are out of the way. Well, I've always said that Easter's a real decider for the season, and those teams that have put a good form together before Easter can kind of really make some gains on the table, and then Stoke could go past us,
yeah,
and then they could be however unlikely could be looking towards top 10 finish, and
yeah,
that would represent real success for a team that was 15th when we played a month ago.
Yeah, and obviously when he took over, they were horrifically placed, and they struggled under Neil at first, and then
yeah. So as much as we say like the season's dead, that said, momentum still means a lot, still counts.
We should be trying to finish as high as possible. I think at Easter as well, we've got we might as well look ahead to the Cardiff game a bit as well, because it's probably not going to be a pod before then.
No.
We've got two very winnable games over Easter. The Hull game, obviously, we spoke about there. Cardiff away on Monday which is also on the telly, but is just at 3 o'clock.
It didn't realise, was it?
It's on the red button thing. Well, it's like on the red, but it's not like the game.
Yeah.
But like you can watch it if you want to.
Right.
Cardiff, of course, need to win. So that might be at a different sort of prospect altogether, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember the last time we played them. It must have been,
well,
must have been the relegation season.
Yes, we lost 4-0 and Didier Ndong got sent off.
A day to remember, and a season to savour.
Early kickoff on Sky. We were horrific.
Well, I do.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
I remember a previous trip where in the one of the great escape seasons where we pulled off a late draw and Vincent Tan ironically applaud them off the pitch or be booed in the boot.
With his red Cardiff shirt tucked into his suit trousers over his shirt. Yeah.
Yes.
Is he still their owner?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they're still
very
tan adjacent.
That was a wild era when Cardiff played in red for a bit. Yeah. Built that red stand.
Yes.
Still there.
Looks like they've bought it in from somewhere else, isn't it?
Yeah. If I've bought a stand, what do you mean? You just change the colour of the strips, like I'll be alright. Like
but yeah.
So that, I don't know, that game obviously it could be probably be less open because Cardiff, as much as they probably need the 3 points, won't want to lose that because they're going to need, they've just lost Swansea again, so they need to ideally probably not lose the next one. I think they're only a point or two above the bottom three though.
Yeah, I think if you know, we've waved goodbye to the playoffs now, but I still think...
Well, I have. Some people haven't.
A top half finish, a top 10 finish isn't completely out of the window. And I think...
Well, a top half finish, you'd be really disappointed if we get anything other than that.
Yeah. So I think if we don't come away with like 4 points from the weekend, it would represent a big disappointment, regardless of the injury problems that we have, because these are two... on paper eminently winnable game.
Well, I think you should be looking to, you know, if you beat Hull and you draw a Cardiff, fair enough.
Yeah,
but Cardiff are obviously not, well, they did beat us actually in arguably, well, one of the worst performances of the season, where we were just rubbish from start to finish really in that game. I think that was another one of the strikerless games earlier in the season.
Yeah, it was strikerless V1 part 1 A New Hope.
That game was desperate. Cardiff missed a penalty, of course, as well. A lot of missing penalties on this podcast. But yeah, so that's a great team-wise. I don't know. Well, you know, there are a lot. There's only 2 days between the games, so it wouldn't be surprised to see some rotation. Albeit there is not a lot of scope.
No,
to rotate.
No, it's like, yeah, you can kind of semi-rotate. But you can't like go all the way around.
Obviously, Michu came out last week. Ekwa came in. I'd probably expect them to maybe swap back for Friday.
I would quite like to see. And I probably don't think it's. I don't think it's going to happen. But I'd quite like to see the formation that we finished against Luton.
Yeah, I thought we were really good when we had that.
That's like a 3-4-3, 3-5-2 kind of.
That's too many players, Richard. 3-4-3, 3-5, that's far too many players.
You've got three sitting midfielders.
20 outfield.
Four wingers. So yeah, 3-4-3 or a 3-5-2. I think you knew what I meant, Matthew.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Once again, trying to get one over or something.
Or seven, really.
So, yeah, playing with that three at the back, I think we looked better. I think we looked more stable in midfield, solid in midfield. But that said, with 4-2-3-1 against Burnley, I thought, and you may disagree with me on this, I thought Ekwa did really well, certainly in the second half. His job was kept fairly simple. Yes, his passing wasn't great at times, but he sat really deep. We've not had that protection in front of the back four since Corey Evans got injured.
No.
And as hard as Dan Neil tries to do that job, it's not his. It shouldn't be his role.
It's not his game.
No. And he's better without the shackles of defensive responsibility on him. And you know, I think he feels a lot better when he's kind of looking forward rather than looking back. And I think Ekwa did a better job of breaking up the play and just moving the ball, you know, playing the simple 6-yard pass and keeping hold of the ball. I think we're better at keeping hold of the ball on last Friday night.
Yep.
against a, arguably, I think, much better side than us.
Yeah.
So,
well, there they are. But, he did well.
I think he probably does a better job of that than Michu does. But that said, Michu brings a different dynamic to us going forward.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you could play them both. I don't know.
Well, I've said, you know, maybe a midfield three isn't the worst idea in the world. But at the moment, it is very much working with what we've got, and there is a degree of square pegs nestling in round holes at the moment.
Well, there's a lot of that, yeah. We do have, you know, all that is the case. We do have some talent, we do have some quality. Obviously, you've got the front four, five, three, whatever it may be. But yeah, I'd just... You can never guess what Mulberry's going to pick sometimes, so
no.
It could be... We could see Joe Anderson in the starting line.
You never know. I'd really like to see, speaking of Joe... Really like to see Joe Gellhart.
Oh God, yeah, well.
Really like to see Joe Gellhart in a more advanced role, because you look at his positioning in games recently. Since he came in, it's too deep.
He was crap against Burnley. Like,
well, yeah. Well, you just didn't know. Somebody doesn't get mentioned.
He got tackled by a man that was sat on the floor.
Well, that's regrettable. He needs. If he's not on the ball, he needs to be occupying defenders at least. I know you can do that when you're off the ball, you can make runs,
yeah.
You can pull them out of position, you can do the stuff that a centre forward needs to do. And you don't have to be great at winning the ball in the air to do that, you can just be a pest. And he doesn't occupy the centre halves anywhere near as much as he should do.
Even when
we saw Jack Clark in that role sporadically earlier in the season, he was doing that a little bit more, and he was kind of pulling defenders and making runs, and it's not something that Joe Gellhart does. He drops deep and deep and deep and too deep, and sometimes he assumes the position of a central midfielder when there's no one in front of him, and you have central midfielders further forward than him, and it's not what you expect from a centre forward. And whatever he's being told in training, I can't imagine that drop deep and collect the ball from an already packed midfield is one of the things he's being told.
He just doesn't offer any. He's not as much of a pest as he should be. He just makes things quite easy for defenders. I know,
yeah,
there are mitigating, you know, he's on his own up there, etc. You don't need everyone to say it again. But I don't know. He's obviously going to play, you would think. But I don't know what to expect from him, because for all, you know, you can't knock his effort, but he's just totally wrong for this, but
yeah,
that is what we've got, and that's what I imagine will start certainly on Friday. I would say he'd probably play.
He's just a classic nailed on disappointing loan for Sunderland that will go on to have a successful career, and we'll be sitting there scratching our heads going, why didn't he do that for us?
I think
classic Rory Delap taking a long throw,
yeah,
weeks after signing for Stoke, and us going like,
why did no one know that? Well,
it is what it is.
Well, what will it be? Because we've two games to predict. Yeah. I'm just so far behind Tom in the prediction league. I really need to get both of these correct.
How are you behind Tom when he hasn't been on since?
Because he still predicts.
Oh, right.
And we've got like this own personal league thing. I think I'm on about 6 points all season.
It's quite embarrassing.
It's pathetic, really. But I mean, you're in no position to comment after your day. So.
Well, yeah, there's that. Prediction wise, I'd love it to be an exciting game. I just hate it. I don't know, out of hope, yeah, 2-0 to us.
I think it will be an exciting game. I think we'll beat Hull 3-2.
Ooh.
Don't know who's going to get them goals, but you know.
Enjoy that. I just want to kind of like, not for us to get a scruffy win, just to win well for once and just like come away kind of feeling enthused.
Yeah, like, you know, set the rest of the season up nicely. And Cardiff?
That'll be a bit more difficult. Considering their precarious position, I'd say 1-1.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. I'm going to say 1-1 for Cardiff.
Cardiff away on Easter weekend. Thanks very much, EFL.
Yeah, Easter Monday as well. Like, yeah, lovely that, isn't it? Yeah. Hull, yeah, well, mate, you know, great. We're going to play like Blackburn or something.
Yeah.
Like
why don't we play Hull twice? Monday, Friday.
Yeah, it'd be great. Yeah. We'll do that anyway.
Possibly. I can't remember the first one, so maybe you can kind of null and void the
result. Could do that. It's 3 weeks tomorrow. Wise Men Say presents A Journey to Glory.
Yes.
With special guest
Vic Hallam.
Yes.
And lots of other special guests. People that remember the day, because we can't remember clearly, because, you know.
It's Stephen
was only two when it happened, and me, Gareth.
Oh, I thought you meant remember the day of the show.
No, it's
the 27th of it.
27th. No, I mean, like, the cup final itself. So we've got people here who can remember it and who can tell their.
I hope so.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. They can tell their stories of a happy day. We're going to bring in a lot of video, music. There's going to be one small firework.
Which is promising a lot here.
Yeah, which may or may not go off. But just always be aware of that. Don't sit in the front row if you don't want to get wet. That kind of thing. Can't wait.
Yeah, try and get some audience participation as well.
Yeah.
I'm involved, so hey, knows what could go wrong, eh? Head over to it's at the Customs House in South. I can't speak today. It's at the Customs House in South Shields, which is just south of North Shields.
It is. Land of my fathers.
Isn't that Swansea?
Oh, yeah. Land of my father, anyway. My dad's from there as well.
Yeah, so head over to their website.
Follow our Twitter. It's the pinned tweet on Twitter, and also if you go to our website, it's at the top of the.
But if you're not on Twitter, then you can go to the Customs House website and buy them on there for £12.50. You can also go to the Customs House box office, buy them in person. There's a man in the pub told me that he'd done the other day. He went physically to.
Incredible that.
It's a good effort.
Yeah.
He wanted to do that. I respect him for that. And you can also ring, which seems the most illogical option to ring, because that costs.
Yeah, but it's a time.
Unless you've only got a house phone, in which case.
Exactly. You know, it's nice that, unlike some people, we're offering physical tickets for this. rather than a digital solution.
Right. Do you want to get into that?
Or? I don't want to get into that.
Right,
now.
Okay.
I've already. Every time I mention it on Twitter, someone shouts at us. So.
Yeah. They will do that. We've got no questions. So, what's your hot take this week?
Hot take: they don't make good shoes anymore.
They don't make good shoes anymore.
No.
Right. I'm not even going to ask why. You know, Richard Easterbrook there
said what I said.
He said what he said. Yeah. Well, there might be a reaction on Friday. I don't know, because it's a late kickoff, so anything can happen. I don't know when Gareth and Stephen will be back, because of the match being on Monday. So it might be Tuesday. There might not be one. They might do one on Sunday. They won't do that. They won't do that. They'll be too busy eating chocolate eggs. That's all from us, really. Have a lovely Easter. Enjoy your time off work if you've got some. Eat loads of chocolate eggs, and just, you know, try and use the Easter weekend to, as a mild distraction from everything else being completely pointless. Thanks very much for listening.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.